This goes to Dr. Renfer, R-E, and like November, F like Frank, E-R. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Alonzi, A-L-O-N-Z-I. Date of birth 9/17/1956. Dear Dr. Renfer, this is a consultation for Mrs. Alonzi, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which looks to be in evidence since May of 2024. The patient has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease and currently is feeling very well. She has had quite a long history of uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, but that is much improved since she has been started on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, and she's actually lost 16 to 17 pounds over the last 3 months, and blood sugars are much more controlled at this point. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has a known history of left breast carcinoma and had a partial mastectomy several years ago, but has been stable and cancer-free after the mastectomy. She states she does have a long history of daily Motrin use for at least 10 years, but then it stopped working well for her pain, and she stopped taking it several years ago also. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes with poor controlled hyperlipidemia, resistant to treatment hypertension, on multiple antihypertensives with ongoing high blood pressure, obesity, left breast carcinoma, diabetic retinopathy, and fatty liver disease. Past surgical history, she's had 2 cesarean sections, appendectomy, colonoscopy, left breast partial mastectomy, and multiple breast biopsies before the mastectomy. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband. She is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, anastrozole is 1 milligram daily. Farxiga, 10 milligram daily for the last year. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/25, 1 daily. Metformin is 500 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram, 2 tablets daily. Mounjaro is 5 milligram weekly. Pravacol, 40 milligram daily. Glipizide, 10 milligram daily. And amlodipine is 5 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 63 inches. Weight 191 pounds, pulse 89, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 160/80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no pulsatile areas, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema. She has some decreased sensation in both feet. Brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/13/2025. Creatinine is 1.43 with estimated GFR of 40. June 30th of 25, creatinine was 1.6, GFR 35. 3-4-25, creatinine 1.42, GFR 40. 12-16-24, creatinine 1.33, GFR 44. 11-18-24, creatinine 1.36, GFR 42. 9-7-24, creatinine 1.29, GFR 45. 5-24-24, creatinine 1.35, GFR 42. 2-14-24, creatinine 1.1 and GFR 55. Before that time, creatinine was at 0.9 and greater than 60. And back to 10-13-25, glucose was 164, calcium is 10.3, albumin 3.9, sodium 137, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 26. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is at 9.07. We have a hemoglobin A1C. Most recent one was, this was from 6-12 of 25, and that was actually 11.2, and the most recent one was 6.7, and that was September of this year. And I have a hemoglobin of 13.4 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, but slightly higher levels recently, and resistant to treatment, hypertension, also diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria. We do want to have lab studies every 3 months on an ongoing basis, and we need to check a regular urinalysis with microscopic to rule out inflammatory causes of the worsening renal function. We have asked her to check blood pressure at home for the next 1 week and then call us with the readings in 1 week to see if any further adjustments in medications will need to be made. We may consider doing a renal artery Doppler study, especially if the readings remain elevated when she checks them at home. She will continue to follow a low-salt diet and will eliminate any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, which she is currently doing. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.